Well, let's wrap things up with mullet talk. We haven't done hairstyles for a while, and I can't continue doing the food talk because it just increases the level of torture here. Anyway, congratulations goes out to Emmett, otherwise known as Mullet Boy, won the kids division of the USA Mullet Championships. I know this is radio, and you'd probably appreciate a visual. I would like to think if there's ever a time I don't have to give you a visual, it's on describing kids with mullets, the old business in the front, party in the back. And Emmett, age 8, I'm looking at a website here. It's through Gray, so that's TV13 in Eau Claire and Channel 15 in Madison. And there in Menominee, up here in Dunn County, is 8-year-old Emmett Bailey with his long blonde locks in the back, and of course the Viper shades, just giving that ruddy face even more of a glow that says, "Of course I'm Mullet Boy. What else would you expect?" He got a total of 9,896 votes. In second place was Epic Orta with 8,400, and then William Dale Ramsey with 4,058. Epic, that's an amazing name, and of course you'd expect that in a mullet competition. But yeah, have you been able to look at Emmett yet?
I've seen Emmett's photo, but also we've got I googled this to find the kids mullet champion Emmett. We also have Wausau West senior Caden Kershaw won the teen national division for the U.S. mullet competition. So yes, Wausau and Menominee, we've gotten two. I'm sorry, I didn't know if you knew that one, so I wanted to share it with
you. Yes, I was just going down the story here that, yes, another gold coming from Wisconsin.
I thought there was only one. See, this is news to me.
No. Caden Kershaw from Wausau won the teens division of the USA Mullet Championship with 3,215 votes. I don't think anything does a better job of personifying that Wisconsin has everything. the state that gave you Ron Johnson also has given you Tony Evers. The state that gave you Russ Feingold has also given you Ron Johnson and Joe McCarthy and Scott Walker. The state that has given you razor-thin majorities for Democratic presidential candidates gave you a razor thin majority for Donald Trump in 2016. And then again for Joe Biden 4 years later. And I say razor thin because it's clear that a razor was used like never before on the mullets of these kids that allowed them to be part of the, of any mullet competition, much less finalists, much less best in the country.
Champions. They are champion mullet wearers. Purveyors of mullets. I don't know how you necessarily describe somebody in that way, but two, we got the teen and the kids division winners. That's insane.
And by the way, one more Wisconsin kid mullet of note, and that was Axel from Brilliant, who was a finalist and finished in fourth place. So, I mean, congratulations.
And Axel's got a promise. I mean, you got to assume that these kids are putting in years to these styles. Like, this is not something they just wake up one day and they're like, I want to compete in this. This is something that these kids have dedicated their look to. And congratulations to them.
Yeah. Both my two older grandsons, one turns 16 this week and one is 8. And they once upon a time, had these very nice, clean buzz cuts. But somewhere along the line, the older one decided to let the hair grow out there in the mountains of Idaho. And pretty soon the younger one wanted to follow what Big Brother was doing. And so they both have long blonde hair, and their mother, our older daughter, is a stylist, works in a salon. She is very good at what she does, and those boys always look great. Long hair like that would not necessarily have been my choice. I've got my own look that is Well, look, I've had the same hairstyle since 1979, and I'm not even kidding. It was the bowl haircut until eighth or ninth grade. And then I was finally taken to an actual barber shop. I was given this thing with the part on the left, your typical TV anchorman haircut. And I've had it ever since, except for 1 year when we allowed a consultant to give me a different hairstyle. It looked a lot like a bowl cut. And the backlash from the TV 13 viewership around Eau Claire was swift. And less than a month later, that consultant's idea of a haircut was gone. So I think maybe that's part of why my daughter is such a good hairstylist, is she learned from that traumatic mistake. My point being, a mullet is not something that she would do for the boys. There are many ways to have, you know, long hair, to style it, to you know, put some product in it and what have you, without going the route of the mullet. So while, you know, good for these guys, good for Clayton and Axel and everybody else for what you've done, but long hair, however you style it, can get you noticed. Recently, for a time, our daughter and those two boys were living in South Texas, and they were in a school with a large Hispanic community, and made some great friends, lovely kids, lovely families. And it was, you know, it was a great exercise in you know, diversity and culture and what have you, especially when you consider that they had never had in their classes kids, any boys with, the first, there were very few kids with blonde hair to begin with, much less long blonde hair. So imagine the laugh I got when the older one, it turns out he'd been nicknamed by the kids in school, Thor, because they had never seen, it was only in the movies that they had seen a hairstyle like that previously. And I think they teased him with Aquaman as well. And by the way, you can do a lot worse than being compared to Jason Momoa. So,
or Chris Hemsworth for that matter.
or Chris Hemsworth for that matter. So anyway, I think that's great. They're back in Idaho now, ready to start a new school year. And I think they're starting it without a mullet, but I'm going to have to check. Grandpa might have to do some FaceTiming, you know, especially now that the older one, like I said, he turned 16. So what's he going to want to do with that hair next? I don't know. I know he's not going to go with the TV anchorman haircut. He loves his grandpa, but you know, only so many of us can pull off a look like that. I want to thank everybody for playing along with us today. We are going to have guests throughout the coming week here. Looking forward to some really nice visits, but it was fun to look back on this week's headlines. And again, to play, what did Ron Johnson say this time? Parts 1, 2, and 3. Will there be a game tomorrow? Don't bet against it. There's always a microphone near that man. So enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.